is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands of opponents of Venezuela's president poured into the streets of Caracas on Saturday. The government used armored vehicles and tear gas in an attempt to break up the crowd as it approached the headquarters of the state-run PDVSA oil company. Police in riot gear fired tear gas and rubber bullets at the crowd. Some demonstrators threw rocks, bottles, and tear gas canisters back at police. Later, demonstrators attacked the country's Supreme Court building. Elsewhere, the offices of top opposition leader Enrique Capriles were set on fire. The demonstrations came one day after the government barred Capriles from running for office for 15 years. The opposition leader says the government's moves are typical of a dictatorship.
Esa inhabilitación nunca va a surtir efecto. Todo eso es para desmoralizar.
He said, we can expect more outrageous actions by the government. They could do anything, more human rights violations. But it's not about a political campaign. It's about our country, Venezuela. We have to resist, and I am here to resist, too. Venezuela's political crisis intensified last week when the Supreme Court issued rulings curbing the powers of the opposition-controlled legislature. Thousands of people gathered in the French Basque town of Bayonne Saturday to celebrate the end of one of the longest conflicts in modern European history. The Basque separatist group ETA relinquished its last caches of weapons to French authorities. The International Verification Commission confirmed the militant group gave the French government a list of the locations of 12 weapons caches. ETA has been designated as a terrorist group by the U.S. government. This is VOA News. It was another deadly day in Syria as warplanes again struck Khan Shaykhun, the rebel-held town targeted earlier in an alleged chemical weapons attack by the Syrian regime. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said one woman was killed and three people wounded after being machine-gunned by jets in an eastern neighborhood. Elsewhere, the observatory said that at least 18 people were killed in a center of Urum al-Yuz, including five children and two women. Meanwhile, U.S.-led coalition airstrikes killed a total of 20 people, including a woman and her six children, outside the Islamic State's de facto capital of Raqqa. Activist groups and the Syrian government say coalition planes hit a boat carrying civilians across the Euphrates River in Raqqa. Separately, an airstrike on the Islamic State-held village of Hnida killed at least 13 civilians. Hundreds gathered on Saturday at the site of Friday's truck attack in the Swedish capital Stockholm, building a wall of flowers on an aluminum fence erected to keep them away from the site's broken glass and twisted metal. The attack by a man who drove a stolen truck into shoppers on Stockholm's main shopping area killed four people and wounded 15. Sweden's Prime Minister Stefan Löfven visited the site and said his country will remain an open society.
It is way too early to draw some political conclusions of all this. This is a moment for sorrow, for grief. That's what we're doing today.
The suspect in the attack, a 39-year-old native of Uzbekistan who has been arrested by police, had been on authorities' radar previously, but they dismissed him as a marginal character. Swedish police say they located a suspicious package under the driver's seat of the truck, but did not say if it was an explosive. A U.S. Special Forces soldier was killed Saturday in Afghanistan while carrying out operations against the Islamic State group. U.S. Navy Captain Bill Salvin, a spokesman for the NATO-led Resolute Support Mission in Afghanistan, said the soldier was killed late Saturday during an operation against ISIS Khorasan in Nangarhar province. ISIS Khorasan is a branch of Islamic State active in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and other parts of South Asia. At the Masters Golf Tournament, the first major tournament of the year, Spain's Sergio Garcia and Justin Rose of England share the lead headed into the final round. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.